Graham Monaghan, who was raised by loving adoptive parents and who later traced his natural parents, says someone must be held accountable for this latest scandal. And he stresses it's important for everyone to realise they are dealing with real people with deep feelings.
It's important to remember that, you know, when we talk about people's rights for this and rights for that, surely to God the most fundamental right that any person is entitled to is their identity and their true identity. And it's when that's put at risk, what else is at risk?
He says the latest revelations are shocking and disturbing for many people who are adopted. He says that in some cases, the system was rotten to the core.
I'm so sorry for anybody that's involved and is going to be involved and discovers this new information about their past. It's just shocking yet again. And yes, it does open up cold sores. Maybe not for everybody, but for a lot of us, and particularly anybody that's gone down the road of trying to trace. Even though I was brought up by two absolutely loving parents, my mum and dad, I love them dearly and I couldn't have asked for better. But everybody has a wish and want to know their past. So for people to get this awful shock that all of a sudden it brings into question your actual self-being, it's just shocking. And yes, and the system is just was so rotten to the core. I feel so sorry for the people, I really do.
A lot of this revolves around birth certs and registration of adoptions, but there's also then the question of, as in your own case, baptismal certs.
But I was actually baptised twice. I was baptised before I was adopted. I was given a name, baptised and christened. And then obviously when I was adopted, I was given my name, Graham Monaghan. And when I went to get married, obviously everybody knows all the sacraments you do, you must need a baptismal cert. I didn't have one. I was unaware as a child that I didn't have one. But obviously the system was aware that one wasn't going to be produced or couldn't be produced, and a blind eye was turned to it. Now you could say, was that the system letting things pass? Yes, it was. And if you wanted to be more nasty about it, I think a word you used was collusion. Definitely the system was, people were turning a blind eye to something that they knew was wrong. And it culminated when I was trying to get married, when we were going through the process of getting married, you need your baptismal cert. And we searched everywhere, all through the church for church records for baptismal cert. As I said, I have two, and yet I can't find one of them. And it's the awful indignity of actually having to ask my dad to sign an affidavit to state that who I was. You can't come to any other conclusion than there was a case of turning, at the least, turning a blind eye and saying, oh, special case, let it go. The conversations we're having now in the last couple of days are not the conversations that anybody who is adopted wants to be having. But unfortunately, anybody that has gone through the system and definitely goes down the road of trying to search realises that the system was wrong and actually, in a lot of cases, rotten to the core. You know.
And you're talking about identity, which is perhaps the most precious of anything to a person.
It's precious to everybody, and regardless of who you are, whether you're adopted or are not adopted, everybody likes to know, have a sense of place, and has the right to know who they are. And I just, again, Harry, I'm so sorry for anybody that's now getting this news, and they're in my thoughts, and I give them my best wishes and my love, and I wish everybody all the best. But somebody has to be. I mean, at some stage. Somebody has to be held to account for this. And yet again, unfortunately, the Catholic Church is definitely in the firing line.